Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Love is timeless, but so is great music. And there is no other place for an evening of great conversation with classic tunes and heartwarming stories. From 70s to 90s classics, every song has a story to tell. And speaking of stories, we tell it the way it is. Love, relationships, and everything in between. Join the crew every Wednesday by 8 p.m. It's a date with love, romance, and oldies.
Oh, yeah.
Only on Manchester's Afrobeat station, Radio Africana.
Good evening, beautiful people. You're tuned in to the Lobstum Show on Radio Africana. I'm your host, Jerry, your radio sister, your voice of reason, your relationship mirror. And tonight, like every other night, I have another juicy topic. Hey, whoop, whoop, whoop. Drum rolls. Okay, before I reveal the topic of tonight, you know how we do it on the show every Wednesday. To be a part of this show, because why am I here if not for you? I'm here so that we can both have our usual banter. And the number to text or call in. Did you know that you could call into the show? Yeah, I would love to hear from you, my lovely listeners, not just via text. You can also be a part of the show by calling us on 0161 222 9960, and if you want to ring from outside of the UK, it's +44161 222 9960. And if you want to send in a text message via WhatsApp, it's 0744 881 1570. That's 0744 881 1570. And if you're outside of the UK, please put the entry code. It's +44 and then 744 881 1570. And I'm going back to the topic of the night. Before we go in, yeah, hope you had a good day. It's midweek already. Can you believe that? Another Wednesday. Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I think I'm more excited about being on the show than for it being Wednesday. Yeah, so let's get into it. Tonight we're talking about consequences. Not just life's consequences, but you know, the ones we invite through our choices. So, you know, them consequences that come as a result of our ego, things we've done to ourselves, things we've done to people, you know, them general carelessness, selfishness, things that we've just done, and then karma said to us, "Hello, I'm here." Yeah, that's it. And this one's raw. So following up to last week's email, another listener did send me a message. So I'm becoming your agony aunt on radio. So I've gone from being a love doctor to now being an agony aunt, and I'm loving every beat of it. So if this is your first time, the name of the show is Lobstum and my name is Jerry. I'm here every Wednesday, and this is a family show. I call it a family show because we're like a family on here. This is where we have serious conversations, love conversations, no holds barred. We say it as it is, and we all share experiences and learn from it. So it's a judgment-free zone where we're not here to judge. I might judge you a bit, not necessarily judge. I might just tell you off a teeny weeny bit, but then we're still learning from it. And I do love it that The listeners are beginning to get more personal, not just with sending text messages. They're going one step further to just send the heartfelt emails, just so that all of us can share our thoughts. So once I read out the message, as usual, share your thoughts, share your experience, because this listener has sent this message so that we can advise on what they can do next. I'm just gonna get into it, or perhaps I'll let you go grab a drink. Just get yourself comfortable, get yourself popcorn, chocolate, any drink. Don't mind if you get fizzy drink, get yourself a tall glass of wine, because that's what I'll do. Yeah, so go get yourself a drink and do not touch that dial, because when I come back, I'm going to be reading the message, and I'm pretty sure the listener who sent this is listening as well. So get ready to text me your thoughts on this one. See you in a bit.
Don't know when my nights became so complicated. Can't recall my mornings, everything is faded. Maybe this is karma, definition of jaded. This stays on my mind, this stays on my mind. Trying to put a muzzle on my crazy feelings. 1 minute I'm cold and then the next I'm tripping. Oh, with somebody new, I swear she don't deserve it. Oh, it's still on my mind, she's still on my mind. And we build it up, build it up, just to let it wash away. Run away. Tell me who, who's getting on my love? Who's getting on my love? Tell me who, who's getting on my time? All of that used to be mine. Oh, who did you teach what I taught you? Better not give them my nickname. I don't like thinking about it. I swear that it's wearing me down. No. But tell me who, who's getting all of mine? Who's getting all of mine? Said the feeling's mutual. It took some time to realize all the different people. And love is blind, I say love is blind. Can we build it up, build it up, just to let it wash away? And tell me, did I lace you up, lace you up, just to watch you run away? Please tell me who,
hello listeners, it's your girl Jerry and you're still listening to Love Storm on Radio Africana. And before we went on that short music break, I did say tonight's topic is consequences. I have an email from a listener. He says, there, Jerry, I'm a 45-year-old man. I'm writing because I messed up. For years, I had women who loved me. Good women at that. Patient women. Women who saw me as more than I saw myself. But I used them. I lied. I cheated. and left when they needed me the most. I told myself I wasn't ready because back then I did think I wasn't ready. I felt there was always more and I wanted to enjoy life. Fast forward to now, I finally married. Yes, I'm married. I'm married to a woman who is everything I used to be. She's selfish, unkind, stuck up, and controlling. I'm not happy. I have high blood pressure. I've got 2 kids and no peace. I can't leave because of my kids and I don't want to stay. Sometimes I think I'm being punished because I'm married to my karma. I wake up next to my consequences every day, and that's being my wife. I'm scared, I'm tired, I'm stuck. I know I don't deserve sympathy at this point, but I don't need to know if you feel that way about me. But one thing I need is redemption. Is there redemption for men like me, or is this the price that I pay? Please tell me, because I'm tired. He writes, confused dad in Manchester. Oh wow. That's a bit heavy. That's a heavy one, you know. But it is real. That's your truth. First of all, I want to thank you for emailing me, and thank you for this heartfelt message. You might not be proud of your past, but acknowledging it takes strength, and I think that's one step towards healing and redemption. So if you're just tuning in, tonight's topic is consequences. When karma slaps you in the face based on the choices you've made. And to be fair, this tonight's episode was built around this email. As soon as I read this email, I'm like, okay, yeah, because he did mention he sleeps next to his karma being his wife. So I decided to talk about consequences. Like, you know how we ignore love and how we misuse loyalty. We've had that one person who we thought, oh, this person is just so loyal that they're boring. Like, oh, why are they so good? I want somebody really edgy. And how sometimes life just brings us back full circle. Like in this case now, he's married someone that is just a mirror of himself and he can't even stand himself. Well, if you're just tuning in and you want to be a part of the show, the number to text in is 0744-881-1570. We're talking about consequences, and I just read out an email from a listener who's emailed us to know our thoughts on his situation. So he used to have a lot of women, he's dated a lot of women, but he was very selfish, standoffish, and stuck up. And several years down the line, now he's married. He's now married to someone who's like a real version of him, and he really can't stand them. And for that reason, he's developed high blood pressure. He's now in a dilemma. He's stuck. He doesn't want to go. He doesn't want to stay, and he's too scared to leave. So he wants to know what our thoughts are on this one. I'm going to the phone lines. I've got Harriet from Manchester. Said being married to one's karma will surely feel like hell. Yes, I totally agree, Harriet. Yeah, it's just like you waking up to your alter ego. So to him, it's like every day he sleeps next to his alter ego. I know that's really scary. That would creep you the H out, because why would you want to sleep with somebody but it's a good thing as well that he's getting to see himself. So maybe it's time for him to make those changes. We have another person says, yes, I'm telling you, this one deserves it though. Sorry, not sorry. This is Bola from Manchester. Yes, yeah, so sorry, not sorry. Yeah, you know, sometimes that's how it is when, you know, when Michael Jackson was saying the man in the mirror. So this is him staring at the man in the mirror. He's actually seeing himself and he can't even stand himself. This is what women have had to deal with for all those years. And now you're living with the harsh reality of your cruelty. But yeah, you know, life tries to teach us, but we have to be willing to learn, even if the lessons are tough sometimes. But yeah, this is another lesson learned for you. I think the first step is you've already sent this email out. The next step will be your journey through and to redemption. How do you want to redeem this? Because you need to redeem yourself first and maybe pay off your own karma before you start cheating someone else's. Because yeah, I think this is your karma, I'm afraid. But yeah, the lines are still open. It's 0744-881-1570. What do you have to say to our listener who's just sent in the email? Or have you got a story? Have you got your own story to share about how you faced consequences for your action and in a relationship? What's that thing that you've done and then boom, karma came back to haunt you? Yeah, we have another message from Sheena. Ooh, everyone is on fire tonight. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I'm loving it that you were awake and active. Yeah. Sheena says, this man just wrote my ex's autobiography. Actions have consequences. How am I so sure he's not my ex? Sheena, thank you for texting in. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? He just might be your ex. Yeah. Okay, we're going to take another short music break. We have messages coming in. I'll be going back to the phone lines after we return from this short break. But do not touch that dial. Don't go anywhere. We're still talking about consequences. Share your story or say something to the listener. The listener wants to hear your thoughts about him being stuck up in a relationship with someone who is a mirror of who he used to be in the past. But he didn't mention if he's changed though, so that's where I'm not really, really sure. But we'll see. Just share what you think he should do next, because he's feeling stuck, he doesn't want to stay and he's too scared to leave. I'll be here in a few. Do not touch that dial.
Wondering when it's gonna come or where it's been. May have got your heart broken a few times in the past, but never last as strong as it used to. It don't feel as good as it used to before. And all the things you used to say, things you used to do, went right out the door. Ooh, no more will you be the one. That's what you tell everyone around you. Can you say it? When love won't let you walk away, you can't help who you love, and you find yourself giving it all away when you think you're in love. Ooh, cause I wanna be the one who you believe in your heart is sent from heaven. There's a piece of me who leaves when you're gone because you're sent trying to change what they feel from what's been. You may have put your whole life into a man. Love ain't what you thought it could have been. No notice when you change and you don't feel as good as you used to before. And everything you used to say, everything you used to do, went right out the door. Ooh, no more will you be the one. That's what you tell everyone around you, but you know they've heard it all before. What more can you say? Yeah. When love won't let you walk away and it can't help who it loves, and you find yourself giving it all away when you think you're in love. Cause I wanna,
lovely listeners. It's your girl Jerry and you're listening to Love Storm on Radio Africana. Tonight we're talking consequences, and yeah, I'll quickly go to the phone lines and back to the topic of the night. I've got a message from Tola all the way from Lagos. Hello Tola. Thank you for tuning in all the way in Lagos and all the way from Lagos. You said, tell him to hold that camera tight. Women have been suffering in silence for decades, so he needs to take one for the men. Let him hold her tight. Okay, listener, you heard that. This is Tola from Lagos saying, hold on to the love of your life tight and take one for the men. We're not laughing, we listen, we do not judge. Yes, thanks for texting in, Tola. Yeah, that was Tola from Lagos. Yeah, we're talking about consequences. Share your experiences with us. Like, let's talk about your experiences. That one time where karma had to deal you a big blow based off what you've done to someone else. It could be maybe you were spending somebody's money and then ended up with someone broke. Like, it could be anything. It could be you lied to this girl and she ditched you in the end. You lied to get somebody and she then ditched you in the end. Let's hear your stories. That's why we're here. We have another message. Oh, this is from Jay in London. Jay says, I feel sorry for him, but also, what did he expect? You can't plant pain and harvest peace. That's deep. You cannot plant pain and harvest peace. So, in other words, what you sow, you reap. Because, thank you, Jay, for that. That's a deep one. That's actually got me thinking, you know. And that's not just in this scenario alone. That's a life rule. What you so is what you reap. You cannot, like Jay would say, you cannot plant pain and expect to reap peace. It doesn't work that way. Whatever you put out there, you get back. The universe doubles it sometimes and gives you. Yeah, so, and that's what we call karma, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm still going to the phone lines. Tell us what you feel about consequences. Bola says, I tell you, he needs to endure. He should endure. He's not going anywhere. Thank you, Bola from Manchester. I said, you should endure. Yeah, she might change, you know. talk to her, pray, go on your knees. This might be a good time for you to go on your knees and say, God, touch the heart of this woman. This, what God cannot do, it doesn't exist. So this might be a time for you to pray and talk to her about it, and also change your ways, because you know it takes two to tango. So when you mean she's stuck up, she's selfish, she just might be mirroring you. This might, maybe this is what you were doing to her in the beginning, and you know what you see and what you see you become. She's probably seen it a lot of times that she's now adjusted and adopted your lifestyle. So it just might be that you've rubbed off on her, but in the wrong way. So it's just time for you to sit. You might as well still be selfish without even knowing it, because you did mention that this was you. Have you changed? Have you stopped being selfish? It just might be you still being selfish, but because you've seen someone a tad bit similar to yourself, and then you're ending up throwing tantrums. Perhaps you've had women in the past that have taken it, and like you said, you had loads of women, so maybe you must have had women that had taken it from you, and now you've seen someone that's showing some form of resistance, and you are beginning to see it as her being selfish and stuck up. So these are questions that you need to ask. Like, you need to ask yourself, like, am I being nice to this woman? Could it be me or could it be her? I'm not exonerating her from everything you've mentioned. I'm only saying that you need to also look at yourself and ask yourself, am I being good to this person? Am I being kind enough? Is there anything I'm doing wrong that will permit her to be selfish? Or is it just me seeing myself in her? So, that will be one thing to do as well. We have another message from Anita. Anita is here in Manchester. She says, Jerry, this hit hard. I was the good woman once. He came back, but I was gone. Yeah, you see, I think sometimes we sort of take people for granted, especially when we think they're quite good, and it's going to be a case of how much more can they take? Yeah, so we keep pushing it, like trying our luck and say, yeah, I know they will take it. They've taken it before. I'll push it again until one day you poke them and they poke you back. And you then get surprised that, huh? It's the same thing with kids. You know, kids would come and do one or two things to you. And when you let it slide, they keep doing it until one day you give them a spank and woo, they start crying and throwing tantrums. Yeah, that's how it is, because what you happen will keep, what you allow will keep happening. Yeah, and that might be the case. And when the person then says, no, I'm not taking it anymore, wahala. Yeah, so we're talking consequences. What are those things you've done that karma has come to slap you right back in the face? Yeah, and to all, every woman listening out there tonight, have you ever loved someone who didn't know what to do with your love? And to the men, have you ever given more than you deserved and didn't realize it until it was gone? Texting on 0744 881 1570. Tell us that one person who you loved so much that they didn't even know what to do with your love. That's to the men and women out there. Let us know how you love someone so much and they didn't reciprocate, because they kind of took your love for granted. Let's know if you've ever given more than they deserved and they didn't realize it until you were gone, out of the window, and you're like, what just happened? I think I've lost that one. Were you the one that got away? Share your experience with us tonight, because tonight we are diving deep. This isn't just about one man's pain, so we're not making any mockery of the listener's email or the listener's pain. This is just a mirror. It's a wake-up call for all of us. Let's talk about redemption. Let's talk accountability and where we've gone wrong, and then where we've realized that maybe because karma gave us that wake-up call, or we just lost them and realized, oh, we lost a good one. Let's talk about it, and let's talk about how to become better people and stop going around breaking hearts. Because here we talk about how to fall in love and how to keep our love. We're not here to break relationships or marriages. We're here to even make it stronger and last longer. Yeah. Okay, I've got Nicole from Manchester, and she says, one thing we all learn is the same page. He now understands those previous women. Yeah, that's it, Nicole. He said, yeah, but men are quick to run when it's done to them. They don't know how to handle the fire. Yep. Some people can't handle the heat, but they want to be in the kitchen. And I think that's the case here. He's admitted to doing it to all the people, and now it's just one person, just the one person doing it, and now he can't stand the heat. Imagine what those women that you've done it to over time, what they went through. That's something to think about. Let us know, are you the fire in another person's life, or has someone set you on fire? Let us know. Number is 0744 881 1570. If this is your first time of tuning in, this is Love Storm, and the host is me, Jerry. This is where we talk about love, relationships, and everything between. And if you were a brand looking to connect with real people in real moments like this, advertise the Love Storm Show on Radio Africana, where there is wellness, fashion, skincare, food. Our listeners are engaged, they're loyal, as you can see, and they're listening with their whole heart. So reach out now and let your message ride with the storm. If you want to talk about sponsorship, just send a message to 0744 881 1570 and say you are reaching out in regards to sponsorship on Love Storm, and please do mention Love Storm with Jerry, so they know the show that you are referring to, because there are a couple of shows on the station, but the one to advertise with is, you know how we do, the Love Storm, because you want to roll with the storm. We have another message. This is Kudzai in Manchester says, maybe this is his awakening. I think people can change, but it has to cost them. That's another angle, you see. People can change, but it has to cost them, which is true. Like, I don't want to have to say he's paying for it in a sort of way, because now he's lost sleep, he's lost his peace, and he's almost lost his health to it. So yeah, that might be the price he's had to pay, because when he was doing it, there was no price. But now that he's paying the price, he's then seeing it as, oh, this is a lot. Yeah, so sometimes people can change, but then it comes at a price, and most times the price is always really an expensive one to pay. But I just hope that for the sake of the listener, he doesn't have to pay any more than he's already paid. I just hope he's able to sort things out, and then he can be happy again. I don't want to focus it so much on the listener. Share your own experience. Let's hear your own experience, what you've gone through, what you've put another person through, and what consequences you had to pay for your actions. This is Love Storm. I'll take a short music break. Do not touch that dial, and when I come back, I will be going to the phone lines as well as I usually do. Don't go nowhere, I'll be back.
Mm-hmm. feel it in your body. You found somebody who makes you change your ways, like hanging with your crew. Said you act like you're ready, but you don't really know. And everything in your past, you wanna let it go. I've been there, done it on the ground. After all that, this is what I found. Nobody wants to be alone. If you're touched by the words in this song, then maybe
you got it bad. When you're old, hang up and you call right back.
Oh,
you got it bad. If you miss a day, you're in a different, your whole life's off track. Oh, you got it bad when you're stuck in the house, you don't wanna have fun. Someone, but you keep on thinking about somebody else.
When you say that you love them and you really know everything that used to matter don't matter no more, like my money or my cars.
You can have it all, and
flowers, cards, and candy.
Do it just cause
said I'm fortunate to have you, girl. I want you to know I really adore you. All my people know what's going on. Look at you, mate. Help me sing my song. Tell her I'm your man. You're my girl. I'm gonna tell it to the whole wide world. Lady, say I'm your girl. You're my man. Promise to love you the best I can. See, I've been there, done it, walked around. After all that, this is what I found. Every one of y'all are just like me. It's too bad that you can't see that you got it bad.
You got it bad.
Hey, hey,
you're
no,
hey,
no, no, and you call right back.
Hey. You got it bad. When you miss a day without your friend, your whole life's off track.
Yeah.
No, you got it bad when you're stuck in the house.
Oh,
you don't
stuck
wanna have fun. All you think about,
look at yourself.
You got it bad when you're found with someone, but you keep on thinking about somebody else.
You got it bad.
Hello there, it's your girl Jerry, and you're still listening to Love Storm on Radio Africana. Tonight we are still talking about consequences. I'm going back to the phone line, and I have some long messages. Okay, says hi, Love Storm. My name is A. I'll leave it as A so that people don't know who I am. My story is about my ex-husband and my former best friend. I'll give her name because I do not care. Her name is Lisa. They had an affair behind my back for over a year. I found out on my birthday and was completely devastated. I moved out and cut Lisa off and started my new life. My husband and Lisa thought they had won the lottery and they moved in together. This was almost immediately. For the next 2 years, they were a picture-perfect couple. They were flaunting their relationship all over social media. But, that didn't last. There was no happy ending for them because my husband was a workaholic and he ended up losing his job. And Lisa, trust that one, she was the first to leave. She left him and became a second wife to her boss. Last I heard, my ex is living in a tiny apartment trying to make ends meet, and Lisa is leaving it up completely with her boss as a second wife. Okay, genge. consequences. So okay, so the ex had to pay the price. He's now living in a tiny apartment trying to make ends meet, and he's lost both his wife and his wife's best friend. That's a deep one. Okay, Distance says, hi there, my name is Ben. This has nothing to do with love, but it's just about consequences. So I used to be a big deal at a tech company, and I'll admit I was ruthless. I treated everyone like they were disposable. My biggest mistake was with a girl who was an admin staff. I walked her behind off. I made her cancel her vacation one time, and I had them fire her before Christmas because I thought she wasn't meeting up with the pace of the project. 2 years later, I'm trying to get a loan for my own tech startup, and who is sitting on the board to approve it? Ah, you guessed right. It was the girl I fired. She had now become a top banker. And she looked me dead in the eye and said, sorry, but this proposal you sent isn't up to pace. And that's how I was denied funding. I was so upset. I wasn't upset because I got denied. I was upset because she was the one that made them deny me. Consequences. Thank you for sharing that, woman. That's a huge one, you know, and that's just more like life, the full circle moment. So it was you that made them fire her, and then she reciprocated, like dished it to you right back, like, and she gave you the same excuse, like it wasn't up to pace. Yeah, so there are consequences for every action. It's not just the romance related action. In life, yeah, whatever we do, it's always karma. Karma is just waiting. It's just one step away, just waiting for us. Yeah, if you're just tuning in, this is Love Storm. We're talking about consequences. Tell us what consequences you've received for actions that you took, whether in your relationships or, like Ben, it could be in your work life. What are the consequences you have received based off your actions, or sometimes your inactions? Because you can be in a relationship and just choose not to do anything, like, oh, I'm not going to actively participate in this relationship because they're there, they show me all the love, so why do I need to do anything? And then you have them all the time asking you, like, is this really working? Are you really happy? What are we? Who are we? Yeah, there's also going to be consequences for that in no time, because you're going to see yourself in a relationship where you'll be the one asking those questions sooner than later. Yeah, I'm going back to the phone line, and this one says, okay, my story is about my old roommate back in uni. He was a master of passive aggressive comments. He would just leave nasty comments on people's pictures, or even just say nasty things to people. He would call out everyone for everything, from clothes to your hobbies to schoolwork. One day, a potential employer did a deep dive on his online activities and discovered some of his comments. They not only rescinded on the job offer, they also made sure that he was blacklisted from reapplying to that company. Oh yeah, I know. So that's another one there. You can just go online bullying people or just saying stuff and expecting their not to have consequences for such actions. No, it's gonna definitely come back to bite you one day, one way or the other. Yep. So I'll go on a short music break again. I know we have a few messages. I'm just going to try to squeeze them all in because time is really going fast. Because that's what happens when we are on the show. If you're tuning in, this is Love Storm with Jerry. We're talking about consequences. If you've got any experience you want to share with me, don't hesitate to drop me a message on 0744-881-1570. Tell me about consequences that you face for your actions or inactions. And if you're already on the show, do not touch that dial because I'll be back after this music break.
Neither one of us knew why. We didn't build nothing overnight, cause a love like this takes some time. People swore it off as a phase, said we can't see that. Now from top to bottom, they see that we did that. Yes. It's so true that we've been through it. Yes. We got rich. Yes. See, baby, we've been too strong for too long.
And I can't be without.
I'm back. It's still your girl Jerry, and you're listening to Love Stump, and we are talking about consequences. Yeah, I will go to the phone lines and try to get one or two in before we call it a night. This is Amber here from Manchester. Said, I told him I wasn't ready for a relationship, then started dating someone else 2 weeks later just because I didn't like him. He sent me a wedding invite 2 years later. That name wasn't mine. That one stung because I was still single. Oh, so are you trying to say that you were single as a result of karma? Maybe you just haven't found your own Amber. Yeah, you still don't give up. You're still gonna find love. But I think you're even being truthful to him to say, well, you couldn't have said you don't like him. So I think you're just being polite by saying you're not ready for a relationship. Though it was your loss in a way, because he did get married. You could have been married now, who knows? Maybe you could have walked up, maybe you couldn't. Who knows? Okay. So, said, oh, I used to date this guy. I used to make fun of him because I earned more money than him. He broke up with me, and a few years down the line, he started his own company. Okay, now he's doing really, really good. And anytime I see him, I just cover my face. Oh yes, that karma did come back to bite you like real quick. Oh, I can imagine leaving someone because you earned better than them. That's not a good enough reason to leave someone. Okay, this one says, hi Jerry, my name is M. I ghosted her after 3 amazing months because I just got bored. 2 years later, I ran into her. She's married, pregnant, and glowing, and absolutely unbothered. I never felt smaller. Okay, well, yeah, it was your loss. It was your loss, because from the sound of it, for you to have felt smaller, you're probably still single and still getting bored of chicks. Well, she's all there, glowed up with her baby bump. It would have been worse if you had seen her with her boo. Okay, this is Kelvin in Manchester. He says, hi Jerry, hi Love Storm. I played mind games to keep her interested. She caught on, she walked away, and now I'm stuck with someone who plays more mind games than and better than I could have ever. Oh, that's it. Now that's the karma we are talking about. Now that's the kind of karma that's instant. Like, you end yourself a real life player who is beating you to the game. So before you even get to it, she already knows she's gone 10 steps faster than you could ever. Thank you so much, everyone that's texted in tonight. Yeah, I like it that we've got a lot of listener participation on this one. I want to say a big thank you. And every Wednesday, I'm here as usual. Please make it a date with me next Wednesday night at 8. You can find me on the app. You can find us on www.radioafricana.com, or you can also find us on your DAB if you're driving home, so you don't get to miss me. You can always have me on your app, on your phone, everywhere you go. I'm there with you every Wednesday, 8 to 9 p.m. I want to say a very, very big thank you to everyone that's tuned in tonight. You're the reason I do this. You're the reason I'm here every Wednesday. Let's do this again next week, Wednesday. Until then, do look after yourself. Stay loved up. Only do the positive things. I know it's difficult, but do try hard to stay positive, be positive, and be the change you want. I'm gonna love you and leave you, and see you again next week, same time, same station, same Jerry. Ciao, have a good night. Thank you.
saying damn to myself, I should have known the day would come that she would find somebody else. And all the things I took her through, shit, I shouldn't have lasted this long. Now I'm at this telephone booth calling Tyrone.
'Cause when a woman's fed up,
daily, when the night felt the same, and any time that you were hurt, I could feel your pain. And if I had a dollar, it was your share. And whenever we would go out, I would front the bill. But now the up is down, and the silence is sound. Too many times, now I can't come around. 'Cause when a woman's fed up,
no matter how you
make, it ain't nothing you can do about it. Oh no, it's just like running out of love.
Running out of love.
And then it's too late to talk about it. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
La la la.
Song while the record plays. When a woman's
fed up,
mama taught me a long time ago,
it ain't nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do about it. Oh no,
it's like
no,
running out of love.
Running out of love.
What you say?
Singing out.
And then it's too late to talk about it.
Too late to talk about it.
Yeah.
Till an ocean starts to form, yeah. But she will always remember, 'cause she's a woman scorned. And if you ever get her back, it will never be the same. No, she's cutting the corners of her eyes every time she see your face.
And
all your trust is out the door. She don't want you no more. To tell your boys not me, and she would always be here for me. If you had took the time to see what that woman meant to you, what the mirror said to me. Oh, she was raised in Illinois, right outside of Chicago. Some of the best cooking you ever had. Yes, it was. And I miss her. Hey, woman, if you listen, said I miss
maybe
her.
This decision was a mistake.
You
promise, don't care what I have to
Africa.
Say. But it's been heavy on my mind for months now. Guess I'm trying to clear some mental space. One question for me.